With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A CIA-trained former senior intelligence officer says Russia is not open to one of the peace proposals with Ukraine.
There's two competing frameworks on the table. One is Minsk II, kind of a framework, a ceasefire, freezing everything in place like it did back in, I guess it was 2015, 2014, somewhere a while back when they had the first ceasefire. Never going to fly with the Russians. Russians are wanting to not, they don't have to put up with that. They're not.
Speaking with Salem Radio Network, Colonel Tony Schaefer says China is focused on reclaiming Taiwan, which makes it a continued focus of President Trump's foreign policy.
You keep the military focused on Taiwan. They want Taiwan back, and they've never changed that. And they're still looking at all options to include military options. So, no, I don't think there's going to be any diminution of pressure on China at all at this point.
Cardinals will soon begin the process of selecting a new pope following Pope Francis' funeral at the Vatican. To be elected, a candidate needs a two-thirds majority. Ballots used are then burned and used to create smoke signals. Black smoke means a failed election, while white means a successful one. More information on a New Jersey wildfire.
Officials say a man set wooden pallets on fire, then failed to properly put them out, sparking a quick-moving blaze. Ocean County Prosecutor Bradley Bilheimer says a 19-year-old man is facing aggravated arson charges in the southern New Jersey wildfire. It has scorched some 24 square miles, and state officials have also cautioned some residents about air quality issues. Jason Walker reporting.
An explosion and fire in southern Iran supposedly linked to a shipment of chemical ingredients used to make a missile propellant. The blast killed more than 40 people, injured over 1,000. This is SRN News. Drag Queen Story Hour goes nationwide. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Instances of local libraries hosting men dressed as women reading picture books to small children began as an isolated phenomenon. But now an organization called Drag Story Hour has established a website to bring these performances to places all across the country. DSH has affiliates in 27 cities that will help book Drag Queen Story Hour at any public library. The organization is also establishing affiliates in foreign countries to export the practice. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rose again last year. College campuses were a hotspot. Studies list 9,300 incidents across the country in 2024, a 5% increase from the year before. The trend was powered by an 84% increase in anti-Semitic acts at America's universities. The Trump administration has moved quickly to try and quell anti-Semitism on campus. This is SRN News. In the House of Representatives, much of the focus will be passing President Trump's domestic agenda. House Ways and Means Committee Chair Jason Smith of Missouri says Republicans need to close the gap on elements of the tax code so that President Trump's expiring tax cuts can be preserved.
We're looking at all kinds of things to close that area that we need. We have to make permanent Trump's expiring 2017 tax cuts. We have to deliver on the president's promises when it comes to no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, tax relief for seniors, tax incentive for products produced in the United States.
A large-scale DEA raid Saturday night ends in more than 100 arrests at an illegal Colorado Springs nightclub. The DEA says illegals were among those detained. They said they found pink cocaine and other drugs, along with weapons and evidence of prostitution at the underground club. Many of those taken into custody were illegal immigrants who were turned over to ICE. More details at SRNNews.com.